You're listening to SBS News.
After years of studying a Master's in Construction and Management at Melbourne University, Dedi Cristianto is looking to graduate this year. But COVID-19 has thwarted his plans. For one thing, the 24-year-old is doubtful his ceremony will proceed, and the other uncertainty is whether his parents will be able to travel from his home country of Indonesia to attend the ceremony as originally planned.
Graduation, obviously you are expecting that your parents will come, but obviously my parents are like overseas and don't know what's going to happen in the next few months. So I guess I'm okay. But I think if they postpone like the graduation into like end of the year, which is great. So that means that my parents would be able to come, hopefully.
More than 340,000 higher education students graduate each year in Australia, with international students accounting for more than a third of those enrolled at universities. Mr. Cristianto says he believes there are jobs in the construction industry, but he's expecting that competition will be even fiercer, as employers may preference Australian residents over temporary visa workers.
Even if this pandemic wasn't even here, for us international students, it was already challenging for us to find a job. And now, with the pandemic, it obviously would be more challenging.
Communications student at Monash University, Angus McLarty, was hopeful of his job prospects before the pandemic and was hopeful to graduate in the middle of the year.
My graduation has been pushed back. I could do other units to bring it forward and finish in the middle of the year. But as far as there won't be any jobs going in the middle of the year. So all the advice I've been given has just been, you know, you may as well stay at uni until that, you know, for the extra 6 months, because the job market should be a lot healthier in 6 months' time. But even like a lot of the grad programs that I'd applied for in the advertising space, they all just shut down. They just sent out an email saying we won't be running any grad programs until further notice. So they didn't even go through with their whole processes. I've been looking at getting into that sort of advertising marketing field, but from what I can tell, there's just going to be zero entry-level jobs there.
A new report has found younger people face a deep impact to their employment prospects for years to come, unless immediate action is taken over the next 6 months. Before the pandemic hit, youth unemployment in Australia was at 11.5%, more than double that of the rate for the wider population. That figure jumped to 13.8% in April, with 15 to 24-year-olds accounting for 35% of the record number of almost 600,000 Australians who lost their jobs that month. Report co-author Professor Paul Flatow at the University of Western Australia's Centre for Social Impact says the youth unemployment rate will rise even further by the end of the year.
213,000 young people aged 15 to 24 losing jobs in 1 month. That's a huge, huge number. And if those jobs don't return in those consumer-facing areas in the next few months, then I would expect the youth unemployment rate to rise to 20% or around 20% by the end of the year. That's a massive number.
He says young people with little or no experience entering the job market during the pandemic are particularly vulnerable.
There is a scarring effect, and we've seen it before. So if we go back to the early 90s recession, we've got lessons to learn. And in the early 90s recession in Australia, youth unemployment rose and then youth long-term unemployment rose. And what we saw was that those who didn't get into jobs relatively quickly maintained that unemployment position for a long time. And that creates discouraged job seeker effects. It has mental health impacts. There's a scarring stigmatism factor. People lose attachment to the labour market. And it's really, really difficult to get back in for those young people.
Professor Flatow says the federal government should consider a number of actions such as mentoring and development programs to support young people. 2.0 in Melbourne provides career coaching and counselling for young people transitioning from education to employment. The company's CEO, Steve Shepherd, says he's been receiving many recent inquiries from HSC students and soon-to-be university graduates.
many young people haven't had a lot of good career advice through their educational period. There's often a lot of focus about writing a resume or applying for job ads, but not a match about, well, how do you prepare for interview? How do you, leverage your networks to identify the hidden job market? I mean, a lot of people actually find their jobs through people they know. We expect the person who's on the other end of the interview to be able to figure out just how good we are and to be able to see the diamond in the rough. And for me, it's like, don't expect them to find that diamond, polish it up and show it to them front and centre.
The director of Sydney-based career management company Extraordinary U, Gina Bell, says the knowledge of career advisors needs to be thoroughly passed on to workers.
It's important that we align that person's values, their level of fulfilment and motivation to be able to do that job as well. So it's not just about placing people in jobs. It's about aligning because I think in the long run, you're going to get people then being happy in the job. That's going to be useful for not only them, but also for us in the long term from a social point of view and also from an economic point of view.
She sees the pandemic as the fork in the road or curveball that happens in a person's career and life.
What we have to do is teach people that adaptability throughout their lives and, you know, those transitional skills to be able to know, okay, this is who I am, this is what I want to achieve. We're not one-dimensional. We're, you know, there's lots of dimensions to us. What am I interested in at this stage in my life? What you're interested when you're 20 is not what you're going to be interested in when you're 40.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced an overhaul of vocational training, what he's calling the Job Maker Program, to help create jobs post-pandemic. While no new funding is being offered, he says he wants to see better use of the $1.5 billion provided annually to the states under the National Skills and Workforce Agreement. The Brotherhood of St Lawrence's federally funded Transition to Work program is already seeing an increase in demand. Sally James, head of youth from the Brotherhood of St Lawrence, says she anticipates that demand will only rise.
In the last 2 weeks, we've seen a 51% jump in referrals. So we've had 200 young people being referred to us in the last week. Overall, across the country, there's been 9,000 extra young people who have been referred to the Transitions to Work service across the country, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
The program has 71% of young participants in sustained education and work for over 26 weeks, compared to 40% in the Job Active program for adults. Ms. James says more funding should be provided to expand a model that has already delivered results for young people.
You've got business around the table who can tell you where the job opportunities are. You've got the training sector there who are actually developing the courses that ensure that they actually meet business needs and also build the capabilities for young people to move into those job opportunities. Unless you're doing that, you're getting a mishit around training and work. You know, how often do we hear employers saying, we're still hearing it today, even during COVID, there's some job opportunities here, but where are the young people? Or if they turn up, they're not ready. So unless you've got community pulling together and harnessing the effort in this particular way, you're really not going to be able to dial down youth unemployment.
And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.